It's Focus West Michigan for Wednesday, December 24, Christmas Eve, 2025. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki with local and state news today. Grand Rapids Public Schools is inviting the public to decide the futures of shuttered Stocking and Alexander Elementary Schools. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
As part of Grand Rapids Public Schools' Reimagine GRPS With Us plan launched in 2022, the district developed a framework for reviewing and repurposing underutilized, vacant, and closed facilities. In 2023, voters approved a $305 million bond to improve school facilities and address building capacity district-wide. Upon approval, the board closed 10 schools due to outdated amenities and declining enrollment. The building closures allow for new community uses. The board now seeks community feedback on how best to utilize Stocking Elementary and Alexander Elementary. For Alexander, the public can attend meetings on Wednesday, January 14th at noon and 6 p.m. at the GRPS Administration Building on Martin Luther King Jr. Street Southeast. For Stocking, GRPS is inviting the public to community meetings on Thursday, January 15th at noon and 6 p.m. at Stocking's Gymnasium. These meetings mark the beginning of the district's process exploring potential uses of both schools. The timeline hopes to have the properties under contract from potential respondents by May 1st. I'm David Limbaugh.
In its effort to prevent impaired driving over the holidays, AAA is once again offering its tow-to-go service. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
A free, confidential ride and tow service, AAA's tow-to-go program is once again available. The goal is to keep impaired drivers off the road during the holiday season. An impaired driver can get a ride and have their vehicle towed to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. You don't have to have AAA service to use Tow2Go. Adrienne Woodland, spokesperson for AAA, says, quote, "The holiday season is a time for joy and celebration, but it also carries a greater risk of impaired driving." She adds, AAA urges Michigan drivers to plan ahead and make responsible choices to keep the holidays both safe and festive, end quote. The service will be active from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 24th through 6 a.m. Friday, January 2nd. You can call 855-2-TOW-TO-GO if you need the service. The Tow2Go program, however, is designed as a last resort safety measure when other options like a designated driver or rideshare fall through. Alcohol-impaired driving, AAA says, is involved in nearly one-third of all U.S. traffic deaths. I'm Jennifer Moss.
A new Michigan law signed Tuesday makes it illegal to cheat the system by using automated software called ticket bots to buy concert or other event tickets. It's already illegal at the federal level to use ticket bots to get around purchase limits, waiting periods, and other safeguards. But that hasn't stopped high-profile cases of scammers snatching up tickets before fans can get them and reselling them for top dollar. Taylor Swift's 2022 Eras Tour launch is an often cited example. Supporters of the new state law argue Michigan regulators and courts move faster than the federal government when it comes to catching and preventing ticket bot scams. State lawmakers have tried in past years to pass similar bills. This is the first time the effort has made it to the governor for her signature. The Michigan Court of Appeals is upholding a state law that can require wrongfully imprisoned people to pay back damages they've been awarded by the state. Colin Jackson has more.
The law lets a wrongly convicted person sue the state for money for their time in prison, but it also requires repayment of that money if another party also pays damages for the same wrongful conviction or imprisonment. In the case, a man and his daughters won a federal settlement against the city of Detroit after he was already awarded money from the state. His lawyers argued he shouldn't have to pay the state back because the law was unconstitutionally vague. They claimed the law didn't fully explain what counted as awarded damages, which parties it applied to, and to what extent reimbursement is required. The appellate court disagreed with each argument. I'm Colin Jackson.
Benton Harbor, hard-pressed to find teachers at one of the poorest districts in Michigan, is turning to certified instructors who teach classes over the internet, Bridge Michigan reports. School officials say that's the best possible solution because the virtual teachers are well-qualified and keep students on track with their education. But some parents are outraged, saying their children deserve better. The situation is temporary until permanent teachers can be found, but the alternative would be students falling behind in classrooms with substitute teachers who are not trained, said Superintendent Simone Griffin. Benton Harbor, where nearly 95% of students are impoverished and teachers are not only limited but underpaid, has embarked on a year-long pilot project with three companies to temporarily provide students across all grade levels with virtual teachers. The new instruction comes a few years after Benton Harbor faced, but survived, threats by state officials to close its only high school. And the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has released its annual report on the Great Lakes. The report covers the environmental cleanup of Muskegon Lake and new software to help manage groundwater use. It highlights the importance of controlling invasive species and algae blooms. Engel says monitoring a group of chemicals called PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, has been another challenge. Engel says the work is important because Michiganders rely on the Great Lakes to fuel industry and support recreation. And that's going to do it today for Focus West Michigan here on Christmas Eve 2025. Focus West Michigan will be on a short hiatus until Monday the 29th. Until then, happy holidays from WGVU. I'm Rick Bierling.